And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Take a conscious cleansing breath, breathing into that place, that inner sanctuary of pure peace, pure light, pure divine love. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. Any worries, any fears, any thoughts of limitation, any issues from this outer world. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, just feel any tension in your body relax. And as your breath returns to its normal rhythm, follow its ebb and flow as you visualize in your mind's eye, following Jesus up that hillside to the top of the summit, knowing that you are following him to a place of higher consciousness, a place of heightened spiritual understanding, a place of pure potential. And so you center yourself in pure being, in a state of spiritual realization, as you hear the Master say to you, "You are the salt of the earth." But if salt has lost its saltiness, how shall it be restored? And you know, like all of us, that there have been times that you have lost your spiritual saltiness, your awareness of your true essence. But on that mountaintop, you realize that loss is an illusion. You can never be less than you were created to be, a beloved spiritual being. No matter how dark an appearance seems, the light of truth erases it, dissolves it. Allow these words to be the words of your heart for just a few moments in the silence. I am the salt of the earth. Next, you hear Jesus say, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine." Hearing Jesus' words, you know that you are the creative power of God in expression. And at the same time, you know, you realize that knowing is not enough. The light that you are is meant to be shared with others so that they can see their own light. In your heart, affirm these words, "I am the light of the world. Through all the events and discoveries of the days ahead, I will pause and feel the warmth of the light that shines within me, in the very center of my heart space, and I will let that light shine forth without fear or limitation as love, peace, and joy. I am the light of the world." Take this into your heart for a few moments in the silence. And finally, Jesus says, "Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come to fulfill." Just affirm, "Today I remember and appreciate the laws and prophets of my own life, the training, the beliefs, and the teachers who have helped me to this point of spiritual awareness. I give thanks for their strength and support, and I move forward fearlessly, ready for the new dimensions of understanding that lie ahead." And so it is. And now, as we come together as a greater church community in appreciation for the support of one another, and as we reach greater understanding of that eternal unity with the love of God, we say, "And so it is, amen." And we'll end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the